Hey guys, this is Bella.
And this is Riley.
We are back for your daily Twitter topics. Today's topic is about the abortion feud going on in the political branches of the states.
Currently, there are 14 states battling and learning to cope with these new abortion laws. The states battling through this rough time are Ohio, Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Mississippi, Utah, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Kentucky, Wyoming, Minnesota, South Carolina, Maryland, and Florida.
States that have already passed restricted abortion laws are Utah, Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, Ohio, Kentucky, Georgia, and Maryland. States that are considering restricting abortion laws are Minnesota, Louisiana, Tennessee, Wyoming, South Carolina, and Florida.
Georgia got the ball rolling last week by passing an extremely restricted abortion law. Missouri's legislation also passed a bill banning abortions at 8 weeks, with no exceptions for rape or incest. One tweet states, "I understand being pro-life and against abortion, but the thing is, you're pro-birth. You don't care about what happens to the kid after it's born. Most people say, put it up for adoption."
But what about the 400,000 plus kids living in foster care right now, where many of them face physical, sexual, and emotional abuse? Instead of banning abortion, how about making raising a child more affordable in all circumstances? Because then, women wouldn't have to make the decision to abort fetuses.
Another tweet says, "Do they realize that women and girls can't step out of their house without fear? Yet men talk about this as if it's affecting men's rights and happening to them. Men can talk about this when they get raped at a young age and are forced to have a kid. Even then, it's not the same." We are pro-choice, and we believe that women should be able to make decisions for their own body and that men in politics shouldn't have a say in what happens to a woman's body. Maybe they aren't ready for a child. Maybe they aren't fit to be parents quite yet. Maybe they can't afford a child or can't afford the responsibility of being a parent. What if you were the 11-year-old girl from Ohio who started her period a week before she left for summer camp and then came back raped and impregnated?
Dear male politicians, what if that were your daughter? Imagine if you had a young daughter who got raped and then was impregnated. How would you tell her that the law you passed prevented her from living her life as a child? How would you, as her father, her protector, tell her that she has to have a child with that monster? Imagine waking up to the thought of you killing your own baby. How could you live being considered as a murderer when you are a fit parent and can afford the responsibilities? But you just made the wrong choices, which led to responsibilities that you don't want to do. To an extent, abortion is just cruel. When the baby has developed many things such as the heart, brain, and limbs, yes, that should be considered murder. Murder is defined as the killing of those who are developed, so after the first trimester, the baby is considered a human.
Abortion laws are the leading feud on Twitter in 2019. Many states are changing laws because of men's opinions. This is something that the women in America are going to have to fight for our human rights, fight for our civil rights, and fight for our women's rights.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Twitter Topics podcast. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for the next Twitter topic. And that's the mother freaking T, sis.